Hey guys, welcome back to Real Fiends. We're on episode 147. This is Dave. I'm going to be doing a solo review on an old school flick, relatively old school, came out in 2006, I believe, Blood Diamond. And I also want to talk about a new show that came out on Netflix. It's a Netflix original and it's fucking fantastic. It's called Stranger Things, but I'm going to get into that. So I guess I'm going to start with Blood Diamond. I saw this movie way back and I did like it back in the day. Recently rewatched it. I just had like an urge to. I like Leonardo DiCaprio and I remember the movie being good. So I was like, why the fuck not? I'll rewatch Blood Diamond. So I checked it out again and it's a good movie, man. It's rated R. It's a thriller drama and some of the ratings are 8 out of 10 on IMDb, which is great. 62% on Rotten Tomatoes. I kind of question it. That's a little off. And 4.5 on Amazon.com's rating scale. That's 4.5 out of 5, by the way. So the premise for it goes like this. A fisherman, a smuggler, and a syndicate of businessmen match wits over the possession of a priceless diamond. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio, I think that's how you pronounce his name. Digimon Hansu. He's been around for a while. He was in Amistad. He was in Constantine as Papa Midnight. He's definitely been around for a while. Jennifer Connelly's also in this. The beautiful Jennifer Connelly. So, it's directed by Edward Zwick. So, I like Blood Diamond, man. It was a good movie, a good drama. It wasn't perfect, but, it definitely was a good flick. This movie, I wouldn't say it was the beginning of Leo's huge breakout, probably Titanic, but Leo has been in so many good movies. I would say Titanic definitely put him on the map, but as a solid adult actor, this may have been kind of the start or the catalyst to like really propel him as far as like, you know, an adult actor that you take serious. He's already like super mature in this movie. And his performance was great, man. Leonardo DiCaprio is just a fantastic actor. Finally, the guy won an Oscar. He won it for The Revenant. And I said it before on this podcast, I think they kind of almost gifted him that. They didn't gift it to him in a sense that like he didn't deserve it, but he really should have got the Oscar for Wolf of Wall Street. And it's almost like they felt sorry for his ass. They're like, you know what? He's Oscar worthy. He been should have got one already. Let's just give it to him for The Revenant. Now, don't get me wrong. The Revenant was a great movie. His performance was awesome. I don't think it was like stellar because we've seen it before in other flicks. But like I said, I definitely think he should have got it for Wolf of Wall Street and he got gypped that year. But that's my opinion. But back to Blood Diamond. I hope I'm not butchering his name, but Digimon Hansu, he did a great job in this movie. He really showcased his acting chops. He was very emotional in the flick. great job by him. Jennifer Connelly did well. I think she's kind of underrated. I like Jennifer Connelly. Back to Leo. It wasn't one of his best performances, but it still was good. Like, I can't even think of a Leonardo DiCaprio movie where he did a bad job. I just can't think of one. He's that good of a fucking actor. So, in this flick, he was pretty good. Overall, I'm going to grade the movie. I'm just going to get it out the way. This is not going to be the longest review. It's a little bit of an older flick. I'm going to give Blood Diamond for a thriller drama. I'm going to give it a B. It possibly could be a little generous. It can probably get a C+. But I'll give it a B. It's definitely worth a watch. If you guys are bored, check it out. Find it on Netflix. Find it on wherever you can. HBO Go. Is it worth buying for the price? If you can get it on Blu-ray for like $5.99 or something, yeah, it's definitely worth the price. It's a good flick. Moving on. That was my short review on Blood Diamond. Moving on to Stranger Things. Now, a little backstory with this series on Netflix, original series. By the way, Netflix is just fucking killing it with original shows. Original shows that pull no punches, you know, raw. They're killing it, man. Kudos to Netflix for providing this kind of content in these shows and original movies. Loving it, man. Loving it. But, Stranger Things, I was hearing, you know, it's like it came out of nowhere, man. Like all of a sudden I'm seeing people talk about this movie. I mean, this show called Stranger Things, and I'm like, Stranger Things, like, what the fuck is that? The title sounds kind of cool, but I'm just reading things, you know, like, oh, awesome show, creepy, hard to describe, just watch it, it's great. So, of course, it piqued my interest. I'm always down for, like, a new good show. One of my favorite shows is Game of Thrones. I also love Dexter. I love Sons of Anarchy. I love The Shield. I recommend all those shows. Breaking Bad, of course, is probably one of the greatest shows in history. And like I said, I'm always down for a new good show. And I like Nip Tuck. I'm going to keep it real. I really like Nip Tuck. I'm not ashamed. No shame in my game. Christian was the man. Yeah, I'm always down for a good show, but I'm always skeptical going in. Like, I don't believe, you know, I don't feed into the hype. I'm like, all right, let me check this shit out, see what it's about. I didn't really know a whole lot about it other than the soundtrack was killer. One of my good friends is like, dude, you're going to like the soundtrack because it's very similar to, like, Tron Legacy, like that techno electronic shit, darker. And so I go on Netflix, hit play on episode one. And I'm captured. Like, it fucking got me right away. Great writing. Great storytelling. I didn't even go through the cast, I believe. Okay, hold on. So, it stars Winona Ryder, Joyce Byers, David Harbour, Jim Hopper, Finn Wolfhard. He got a funny name. Mike Wheeler, and Millie Bobby Brown, guys. So that's the cast. I like Winona Ryder, and I'm actually very happy for her that she's, you know, made this comeback on a hit show. She got so much shit for the whole shoplifting crap. And, it was kind of strange of like a Hollywood actress with money. I mean, I don't know her situation, but you can assume that she got money. Like, why the fuck would you shoplift? Like, it must have been some mental, you know, thrill-seeking condition. Something must have been going on with her. Who knows? But she got made fun of so much and shit on so much. And Winona Ryder's a hottie, man. She's like one of my celeb crushes from like way back in the day. Always found her beautiful. And she still looks good, man. Still looks really pretty and great for her age. And I'm legitimately happy for her that she's on a hit show now, man. Kudos and props to her. You know, she's a very underrated good actress, in my opinion. So back to the whole how I got into Stranger Things. Like I said, heard great things about it. Hit play. The show fucking got me. And I'm a hard sell, man. And I gotta say, the music and soundtrack is 100% fantastic. It's like the whole show, I'm not gonna spoil things for you guys, but the whole show is very 80s. It's super nostalgic. And if you're an 80s baby or love the 80s, you're gonna love the show. Like it's great like that. The music is also very 80s. One of my favorite films of all time is Drive. And the music very much reminds me of the music in Drive. very 80s heavy, synth, you know, pop kind of electronic, you know, dark theme to it. And I gotta say, you know, the title sequence, it reminds me of a Stephen King work, you know, like a TV movie or actual movie, you know, from Stephen King's like books. The title sequence reminds me of that. The show kind of reminds me of Stephen King shit. And, and there's never been a title sequence that's been, you know, that sets the tone and is as kind of creepy and engaging as Stranger Things besides the X-Files. Remember the X-Files show with the whistling? Ooh, ooh. Yo, that shit was creepy. You're not gonna tell me you weren't scared growing up. Like, I was a kid pretty much when I was out, and when that crazy ass theme came on, it would freak me out, man. So Stranger Things is very much like that awesome fucking title sequence, man. Like, I'm not even kidding you. When it kicks on, you get amped up and it really sets the tone for the show. The show itself, it's kind of creepy. It's part mystery. Very good writing, good acting. It's going to catch you off guard. You know, go in no expectations. Just forget that it's a good show. Almost forget that I'm saying anything good about it. Just go on Netflix, hit play, and I'm pretty damn sure it's going to get you. Like, it's a good show, man. So I highly recommend it for a series, an original series on Netflix, and a series in general. I'm going to grade Stranger Things, man, from everything that I've seen, from the episodes that I've seen, you know, with season one. I'm going to give Stranger Things an A. I like it that much. It's almost perfect. Really entertaining. I'm going to give it an A. So I highly recommend it, guys. If you're bored, you want a great show to watch, hop on Netflix, hit play, check out Stranger Things. So guys, that's going to be my review for Blood Diamond, and that's going to be my review for Stranger Things. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thanks for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe on iTunes. Give us feedback, rate the podcast. You can find us on pretty much all social media. We're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitter. Find us, Real Fiends, and we have an email, realfiends@gmail.com. Send us whatever you like. If you got requests, if you want us to talk about a movie, if you want us to talk about something in entertainment, requests for reviews, whatever you want, feedback, send it to us, realfiends@gmail.com. We love it. And thanks for the support, guys. We'll be back with the next episode. Until then, take care.